Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 15th of September. The Association of Asia Pacific Airlines has set a goal of net zero emissions by 2050. Noting that the cooperation of multiple stakeholders, including governments, air navigation services, fuel suppliers, airports, aircraft, and engine manufacturers, would be essential to the successful achievement of the net zero emission goal. The association stressed that the industry's pathway to this ambitious target is an all-industry effort based on a combination of technology, operational improvements, sustainable aviation fuels, and a global market-based measure, namely the Carbon Offsetting and Reduction Scheme for International Aviation. Sustainable aviation fuels are expected to feature heavily in the industry's overall reduction in carbon emissions by almost completely replacing fossil fuels on commercial flights by 2050. Mandarin Oriental has signed an agreement to brand and manage 54 residences located on prestigious Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills, California. Scheduled to open in 2022, the Mandarin Oriental Residences Beverly Hills at 9200 Wilshire Boulevard will be the group's first residential-only project on the U.S. West Coast. Facilities at the property will include a fitness and wellness center with a variety of spa and beauty treatments, a high-end beauty salon, library and lounge, plus a rooftop swimming pool complete with poolside cabanas and adjacent bar and a lounge. Michelin-starred chef Daniel Boulud will also make his West Coast debut, taking the helm of the property's ground floor restaurant and rooftop lounge and bar, while also offering an array of exclusive in-home dining experiences. Australia's competition watchdog has knocked back the Qantas and Japan Airlines proposed joint business agreement. Australian Competition and Consumer Commission Chairman Rod Sims said the airlines did not satisfy the ACCC that the consumer benefits outweigh the potential harm due to less competition. Virgin Australia told the ACCC that it would be more difficult to enter the Australia-Japan route if it is required to compete with Qantas and Japan Airlines acting jointly rather than as individual competing airlines. The only other airline in the market is Japan's ANA. Punta Arenas in the extreme south of Chile will be hosting Silver Sea Cruises as its base of operations. Having decided to abandon Ushuaia in Tierra del Fuego, Silver Sea announced a release in which it makes official its Antarctic cruise operations during the 2021-22 season, following an agreement with the Chilean officials. This means that Silver Cloud and Silver Wind will be sailing from Punta Arenas and Silver Explorer from the Chilean Puerto Williams in November as scheduled. As part of the package, Silver Sea passengers will leave from a private terminal in Santiago on an exclusive flight to Puerto Williams, enjoying from the air an extraordinary landscape and an excellent gourmet experience. Once in Puerto Williams, passengers will immediately board the Silver Explorer to begin the Antarctic expedition, which includes 10 to 12 days along the Antarctic Peninsula and the South Shetland Islands. The offer also includes shorter trips, 5, 6 and 9 days long, and longer trips which will cover the Antarctica Peninsula, South Shetlands, Falkland Islands, Elephant Island and South Georgia. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.